From the headquarters of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, this is Capital and Scott. I'm your host, Laura Farrar. There's been major turmoil in the airline industry over the past couple of weeks after concerns emerged that new 5G networks could interfere with a plane's ability to land, particularly in low visibility conditions. The Federal Aviation Administration has now cleared about 80% of U.S. commercial airlines to land in low visibility situations at airports where 5G networks will be deployed. Today, we have our transportation reporter, Noel Oman, in the studio to discuss how airports in Arkansas have been impacted. Noel, welcome back to the show. So this issue with 5G and airports is a little bit complex. Can you kind of talk about it very generally? Like, what is the major issue, and you know, what's the concern among airlines and landing with 5G networks nearby?
I'll try. There's a spectrum in the radio band that are limited to radio altimeters. These are instruments that measure how far above the ground an aircraft is. And ever since that was developed, it was also agreed internationally to keep use of the bandwidth surrounding the radio altimeter band away. That changed starting in 2015 when the FCC prepared to auction what everyone knows is the 5G and a particular band, 5G C-band. That network, or that area in the gigahertz, it's 3.7 to 3.98 gigahertz is the spectrum on which 5G is in America. Internationally, it was agreed to, it would be only 3.4 to 3.7. The FAA, or the radio altimeters, is 4.2, so you're 0.2 away from radio altimeters. That was just, that's too close for, there's a potential for bleed over. Radio altimeters are, you know, very integral to the operation of aircraft, particularly on landing and in low visibility situations. And it also not only measures the ground, it, you know, helps control the airplane to land. And, you know, when it changes altitude or descends, it'll automatically help change the thrusters on the plane and other parts of the aircraft operation.
So an altimeter is a device that's on an airplane. Do all airplanes have them? Are they mainly commercial jets? Are they smaller jets? Or what types of...
Every airplane has an altimeter. Most of them, you know, like the ones I used to train in, the small airplanes, they're just your basic, and they take air pressure and translate that into altitude above the ground, above ground level, AGL. They grow in sophistication from there. But the landing system that many airports incorporate works with the radio altimeters on these very complex aircraft and to get them to the ground safely in very low visibility conditions.
So there's some type of coordination between electronics or gear at the airport that's talking to these altimeters on the plane. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. Correct.
So the issue then is this 5G, as it's deployed and if it is near or right around the airport, that because this band, these sort of two different bands between the altimeters and the 5G is so close, that you're saying there could be bleed over, and this matters in low visibility conditions. Why specifically?
Well, I mean, you know, if anything upsets the, you know, the readouts of these instruments, a radio altimeter, if it's interrupted or not given a correct readout, when an airplane thinks it's 500 feet above the ground, when it's in actuality 50 feet, there's different things you do. And if you can't see out the cockpit, you've got to trust your instruments. And that's why, you know, you can't to this day, even absent 5G, you can't have your cell phones on board an airplane.
So we have the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport nearby. What have you heard from them about how this is impacting flights there so far?
Well, none. First of all, there's no bad weather. Second of all, the actual runway that's set up for this sophisticated landing system is actually closed for construction. There's no construction going on the runway itself. It's an adjoining taxiway that's being worked on. So it's not in use. So you can't use those automatic systems to land the aircraft there. Is my assumption. That's the way it was explained to me.
So planes have, I guess, just been landing on other runways?
Yes, there's two commercial service runways at the airport.
Right.
You know, they both have instrument landing systems, ILSs, but there's one that's more sophisticated than the other.
So in other words, right now, with the 5G issue and these altimeters, it's not necessarily a problem at the airport because this runway in particular is just not being used.
Right. And if nothing happens between, you know, now and the time it reopens, there could be an issue. And still, AT&T and Verizon agreed to place an exclusion zone around the airport, buffer zone around the airport, 2-mile buffer zone, where 5G won't interfere with the aircraft.
So in other words, right now at the airport in Little Rock, 5G is not, if you go to the airport, you can't get a 5G signal. Is that right?
That's what I understand, yes.
Okay. And any idea whether there will be 5G in the future, or how long will these buffer zones last?
Until I think the FAA is confident that the fleet of airline aircraft that will have the opportunity or the potential to use these systems, that they've all been vetted, they've got new radio altimeters that are safe enough in the eyes of the FAA.
You mentioned that it's commercial jets that are all mostly being tested right now to make sure that their altimeters are going to be fine and that they can land safely at these airports. But Little Rock gets a lot of different types of air traffic, in particular, more sort of regional jets that come through, sometimes private jets that come through. Do you have any sense of what's going on with these types of aircraft and making sure they're okay to land?
You know, I think they're working from, you know, the biggest to the smallest, and they're getting to the regional jets, and they've actually cleared two different models, and they sound like they're the latest models. They have the latest radio altimeters, and it's up to the manufacturers to come to the FAA, by the way, to have these tested. So the FAA is working through that. You know, the airport in December, I think 62% of their flights were by aircraft that had vetted radio altimeters by the FAA. The national standard now is 82% of the aircraft have been cleared. So there's quite a few aircraft that hadn't been cleared that still land at Little Rock. That would be a concern if the FAA chose not to let them land there.
But for the time being, with 5G, the buffer zone around the airport, if this runway or when this runway reopens, it uses this more sophisticated or different type of landing system and these types of altimeters, it shouldn't be an issue.
No, but I think the telecommunications companies would like to have their 5G networks deployed where they can be. And airports are how many people are on their phone while they're waiting for a flight? They want their 5G, they want to watch their movies. So there'll be a lot of work to get everybody on the same page and not have to worry about having those buffer zones.
What about the airport in Northwest Arkansas?
The airport in Northwest Arkansas, it is not in the zone that the Federal Communications Commission approved for the 5G rollout. They approved 46 markets total around the country, including the one that Clinton National is in this part of Arkansas, and actually most of the state. Northwest Arkansas is in a zone that includes parts of Oklahoma and going west, and they're on the very edge, and they have not been approved, so it's not an issue at that airport.
Right. What is your sense about this whole ordeal in general? It seems like it was a rather abrupt announcement, and it did cause quite a bit of panic, both in the United States and also with foreign airlines flying to the United States, that this could be potentially such a huge problem. Why weren't we aware of this earlier?
I guess it's been under discussion for 6 years, and you know, there was never any agreement. And the FAA, I think, was just, you know, it was, the rollout was coming. The FAA kept asking for a delay, and the rollout kept coming, and the FAA just felt there was no choice but to say, if this rolls out on this day, we're canceling. This is going to disrupt the nation's, you know, civil aviation system. And they've already, you know, this is an industry that's already gone through the pandemic and been reeling from that, and they're on their way to recovery. And this wouldn't have been a good look for the USA. I should point out that 5G is elsewhere in the world, but there's differences. It's lower on the spectrum. Oh, and it's the towers are set up where they're pointed downward, and they're lower power. The 5G network in this country is much more powerful than, say, France, which is the example the FAA uses, is why it's an issue here in this country and not elsewhere in the world.
Right, because we've not really heard of this emerging in other countries at all concerning aviation and these mobile phone next generation networks being an issue.
It's particularly that 5G C-band is the worry. And that's not, you know, there's 5G used elsewhere, but it's not quite as high on the spectrum as the one in this country.
When you spoke to the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, the officials there, what was your sense of concern, or what are they trying to do? Is there anything else that you think is important to communicate?
I think they're just trying to keep on top of the issue like everyone else. I mean, it's not an airport issue so much as it is a, you know, airline issue. And I mean, their airlines are, you know, use the airport. They want them to use the airport, but it's nothing that they can do about it. They're not technically not in this fight.
Right.
This is, you know, between the FAA and the FCC, with a little refereeing by the White House. So they're at the mercy of all this regulatory discussions back and forth.
And you did mention that there could be some risk of losing some air traffic here potentially, or flights being diverted. I mean, it could hurt business at the airport.
Sure, it could. I don't think it's going to come to that now. I mean, it was pretty certain earlier this month, and there seems to be some effort by the FAA to get everybody cleared on what kind of equipment that can be used and safely in airspace with 5G.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for listening to this week's episode of Capital and Scott. We will be back soon with another episode.